In this bulletin, Victoria records 17 more COVID-19 deaths and 208 cases. Labor on track to claim victory in the Northern Territory election. And in the AFL, the Sydney Swans suffer a 31-point loss to Fremantle. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Victoria has recorded 17 more COVID-19 deaths and 208 cases. It takes the national death toll to 502. The new cases come as a Melbourne production team begins self-isolating after crew members tested positive. The Channel 10 reality TV show The Masked Singer has been suspended. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is warning against complacency.
The only thing that wins if we let our fatigue get the better of us, the only thing that will beat us if we, you know, pretend that this is over because we desperately want it to be over, is of course this virus. It feeds off any complacency, any sense of fatigue, any sense that, you know, we're not equal to this task and that we can't stay the course.
Queensland has only recorded 2 new cases of coronavirus, bringing the state's active caseload to 16. COVID-19 testing continues at the Brisbane Youth Detention Centre. Testing is ongoing, where a cluster of 7 cases has concerned the authorities. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the developments are encouraging.
We're not out of the woods yet. We're taking it day by day, but those results overnight are very encouraging, and that's why we're prioritising those other results as quickly as possible.
New South Wales has recorded 4 new cases of COVID-19, with 2 cases in hotel quarantine. One case is a household contact of a previously identified case connected to the Apollo restaurant cluster in Potts Point. Contract tracers are working to determine the source of the infection for the 4th case. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health says anyone who attended the following venues should monitor for symptoms.
So Westfield Shopping Centre, Burwood, from 6 to 7 p.m. On Thursday the 20th of August, including Kmart and Woolworths from around 6:30 to 7 p.m. And Service New South Wales, Burwood, from 2:30 to 3 p.m. on Friday the 21st of August.
Vote counting is continuing in the Northern Territory election, with Labor tipped to win. Chief Minister Michael Gunner's team was on track to take at least 12 seats in the 25-seat assembly, despite a 3.3% swing against it. Federal Opposition MP Chris Bowen has told Sky News Mr. Gunner's team was always going to lose some seats.
It was almost inevitable that he lost some skin in this election, but big congratulations to him. Again, it comes back to the point. I mean, this is a strong result in Darwin and across the outback. The Labor Party in the Northern Territory has brought together Territorians.
Federal Parliament resumes tomorrow for the first time in 10 weeks, with strict rules covering hygiene and physical distancing. Parliament House won't open to the public, and there'll be a limit on staffers and others entering the building. Some members of Parliament will be taking part in the debates and question time via video links. Health authorities have recommended masks be worn where people are in close quarters, such as in meetings. In the AFL, the Sydney Swans have suffered a 31-point loss to Fremantle. The Swans were trailing by 26 points late in the third quarter when Tom Papley gave away a free kick. Papley threw the ball at the head of Fremantle defender Luke Ryan. Sydney's team total of 19 points was the lowest posted by the club since they transformed from South Melbourne to the Sydney Swans back in 1982. Dockers coach Justin Longmuir is pleased with the performance of Brennan Cox and Luke Ryan, stepping up in the absence of the club's usual key defenders.
Well, I think they're building some really strong chemistry, especially our back six. They've played with each other, you know, probably pretty consistently for the last month now, and I think even with the ball, we're starting to see some consistency and some composure, and they're trusting each other a lot more, so...
We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy and 20 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy and 14. Melbourne, showers and 12. Hobart, a shower or two and 11. Canberra, morning frost, then partly cloudy, 11 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 16. Sydney, similar conditions, 17. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 18. Brisbane sunny in 21, similar in Cairns 27, and Darwin also sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.